Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that 7 out of 10 parents say that they fear their kids are becoming internet zombies. But there's a big new article and report that indicates that, you know what? All of the concerns that people have about the impact of social media on people in their teens, people who are growing up, that may be exaggerated. The headline in the New York Times does, it should be, do social media make teenagers unhappy? It may depend on age, and they don't mention her in the book, but in the newspaper. But Jean Twenge, who's a professor at San Diego State University, we should have her on because she's written about this, and her basically academic orientation on this is completely the opposite of what this British study found. We will get to that in a moment. I should Basically, wrapping this up, because it seems to me there's a lot of life lessons that could be learned in something like what happened between Chris Rock and Will Smith. Both of them were enormously talented guys. Both of them were wildly popular, and because they are funny and gifted, and they can sometimes take our minds away from some of the problems that people have. Will Smith, and it took him a while, it took him much more than 24 hours for Will Smith to come out with an actual apology to Chris Rock. And the more you look at that confrontation and the fact that Will Smith was coming up there and you could hear Chris Rock saying, uh-oh, because he obviously thought that Will Smith was just going to be joking somehow. And when he lunged forward, Chris Rock moved backward. He took the slap. He didn't try to hit back. He didn't try to retreat backstage. He didn't allow the show to be disrupted. You know that old saying, the show must go on? He had the show go on. He didn't come out with the most brilliant line. He said, well, this is the greatest moment in the history of television. It wasn't. It wasn't a great moment at all. And in the final apology that Will Smith offered to Chris Rock, it sounded like this. This is the wording that the Oscar-winning star, and no, he won't be stripped of his Oscar, had to say. Violence in all of its forms, he wrote, is poisonous and destructive. Music? Well, sure. Yes, inspiring music. Why not? Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line, and I was wrong. I am embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all the attendees, and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. King Richard, the film that won him the Oscar. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. I am a work in progress. And by the way, when he says there's no place for violence in a world of love and kindness, yes, there is. The place that is being occupied by Volodymyr Zelensky and by the Ukrainian people who are using violence to protect a world of love and kindness. And to some, there are times, and this is the point, this is why pacifism runs into trouble. You can say that, look, there is never any reason to fight. If you were protecting literally from physical assault, from deadly menace, everything you've worked for in your life, and that doesn't mean protecting your wife's feelings from a miserable joke. And imagine how differently it would be if the focus here was on something where he could criticize Chris Rock after the show and say, imagine how I felt sitting there, and I Jada and I need an apology. In any event, look, Will Smith is one of those people who very clearly means well. He gives a great deal to charity. He's been involved in all sorts of worthy charities. Okay. So, a break on that. And meanwhile, we have this other piece in the New York Times about the social media and the impact on kids. And what's fascinating about it is I think the problem with the study, and the reason the study so much, it seems to me, underestimates the amount of impact on kids, is because they take television as a given. In other words, even today, and it's true that with social media, most kids watch a little bit less television than before, but the problem is, if you're just isolating that part of what people do on screens and what they do on their iPhones and their Apple and everything else, then what it does is it doesn't take a look at the fact that even before social media came into it, a typical American teenager is spending more than 30 hours a week with television. For most adolescents in the United States, screens are a big part of life. 9 out of 10 American teenagers have a smartphone, and they are spending many hours a day staring at it, watching videos, playing games, and communicating through social media, recent surveys show. But see, long before that, they were still spending 4 hours a day, just about on average, watching television. As social media use among teenagers has exploded over the past 2 decades, so too have rates of depression, anxiety, and suicide, leading scientists to wonder if these striking trends could be related. Some have suggested that social media may have an indirect effect on happiness by displacing other activities, like in-person interactions, exercise, or sleep, that are crucial for mental and physical health. Heavy social media use seems to disturb adolescent sleep patterns, for instance. Still, research looking for a direct relationship between social media and well-being has not found much. There's been absolutely hundreds of these studies, almost all showing pretty small effects, said Jeff Hancock, a behavioral psychologist at Stanford, who's conducted a meta-analysis of 226 such studies. What is notable about the new study, said Dr. Hancock, who is not involved in the work, is its scope, 84,000 subjects. And what did they find out? They found out that social media can be dangerous, but not for all kids of all ages in the same way. So what are the most dangerous ages? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about a big new study, and it's a gigantic study that reached surveys with 84,000 people. And one of those surveys followed more than 17,000 adolescents ages 10 to 21 over time, showing how their social media consumption and life satisfaction ratings changed from 1 year to the next. And part of what they're trying to figure out is it true that the more involved you are in social media, the less satisfied you are with your life. Does this lead to depression? Does this lead to alienation? Does it lead to suicide? Because we do have, and have had for a while, a suicide crisis in this country. And part of what they are finding out is, it says, analyzing survey responses of more than 84,000 people of all ages in Britain, the researchers identified two distinct periods of adolescence when heavy use of social media spurred lower ratings of life satisfaction. First, right around puberty, just as they're changing, as they're growing up, as they're becoming adults. And that's ages 11 to 13 for most girls, and 14 to 15 for boys. Boys, as is well known, as anybody who's raised a boy or a girl, boys take a longer time to mature and calm down a little bit. Like many previous studies, this one found that the relationship between social media and an adolescent's well-being was fairly weak. Still, it suggested that there were certain periods in development when teenagers may be most sensitive to technology. We actually considered that the links between social media and well-being might be different across different ages, and found that is indeed the case, said Amy Orban, who is an experimental psychologist at Cambridge University, who led this study. So, with this going on, there's something else that they found here. And again, I think parents might find this little nugget helpful. Is Dr. Jensen, who's one of the people involved, pointed out that the study also found a link in the opposite direction. In other words, it's not simply that the more you are engaged in social media, if you are 11 to 13 as a girl, or if you're 14 to 15 as a boy, that that is going to be rough on you. It's the rougher things are, the less happy you are, the more you rely on social media, the more you turn to it for a refuge, and it becomes kind of a spiral. The point that I was making before, and I do think it's important that people consider this, is that social media are incredibly sophisticated, they're seductive, but they actually involve what you could talk about as some kind of communication. There's somebody else you're talking to. And the television watching, again, and yes, there are people who will use their screens to watch the, what are they going to be watching? Game of Thrones. They're going to be watching the Bachelor. They're going to be watching, The Apprentice. How about that? Even though they haven't found a replacement star for the guy who made that show so successful. Anyway, the point about all of this is that when you are watching movies, TV, and any kind of TV, there's really no communication going on. You're just taking it in. You're not offering something back. And even in video games, there is some kind of participation. You have to be more awake. And one of the reasons I take so seriously, and my book, Hollywood versus America, is full of data and studies that have been done up to that time, is that the passivity of television watching, and doing it, most of it, usually when you're just sitting around, that has real problems in terms of children's upbringing and in their communications development and their ability to actually talk and interact with other real people rather than those shadows there in a cathode ray tube. That's not even a cathode ray tube anymore. Those shadows there in on a TV screen. Okay, meanwhile, there is a real problem in the United States, which the president purports to address with his so-called billionaires tax. The billionaire's tax we're going to talk about a little bit tomorrow with Steve Forbes, who's going to be on our show, who knows something about basically the total inability to reform and make more sensible and more rational and more fair our tax system. And I understand that there's an attempt to try to do that with the so-called billionaire's tax that Joe Biden is introducing. But here's the gig. Here's the thing, as Joe Biden would say. The thing is... All right, well, he's whispering now. Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, the thing is this. They say it's a billionaire's tax, but it applies to people who have accumulated, in however long they've lived, $100 million or more. I'm sorry, it bothers me. If you have $100 million, you're certainly very wealthy. You certainly should be, by all means, giving your fair share to taxes and to support the public weal. But you know what? You're not a billionaire. A billion is $1,000 million.
$100 billion.
No, it's $1,000 million to get to the first billion. It's a lot more money. And to call this a billionaire's tax when it makes sure you're in a special category if you've accumulated and saved $100 million, well, okay. But, of course, as people have explained, this tax is not quite so simple. I think people hear something like that and they say, look, I hope to get wealthy, I hope to get wealthier, but I'm never ever going to have $100 billion, so $100 million, what do I care? And, well, you're probably right. Very, very few people are going to care, but when you're cutting it down for $100 million, and then you have to give a minimum of 20%. Part of what this does is it doesn't talk about the existing taxes that people pay of all different kinds. And they also have a new statistic that 57% of Americans paid no income tax last year. And that number has gone up because the pandemic, because the special tax breaks. But what do they not tell you about those numbers and that idea that the majority of Americans pay nothing in income tax? Does that mean they pay nothing to the government? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack of Ukraine continues, small numbers of Russian military troops have moved away from the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv in the past few days. But the Pentagon believes that's not a true withdrawal.
Russia has failed in its objective of capturing Kyiv. It's failed in its objective of subjugating Ukraine, but they can still inflict massive brutality on the country, including on Kyiv.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying it's more of a repositioning and other areas of Ukraine should be prepared to see a major offensive. Florida is joining 20 other states in a lawsuit over the federal mask mandate on public transportation. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing State Attorney General Ashley Moody will head up the lawsuit. Both officials say the mandate also goes against Florida state law that bans requiring masking. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the terrible aspects of partisanship, extreme partisanship, is it can make you crazy. If you were aware that somebody on the other side politically has been behaving in an abysmal manner and just gets away with it because he's on the side of the establishment or he's on the side of right or the side of left or because he's related to someone who's very powerful. And that's why I've got to tell you, not because I want to see anyone disgraced or his life ruined or people falling apart. I mean, I think anyone can have some human compassion for people who are in a terribly humiliating situation based upon their own terrible decisions. But I was actually very glad to see this headline because it should be reassuring to every single American. The headline, big headline in the Wall Street Journal, it's on page A5, it's very prominent. The article takes up most part of a full page. Headline, prosecutors advance Hunter Biden probe. And this is precisely why I have not spent a huge amount of time with Hunter Biden and his terribly messed up life. I haven't spent a huge time on that at all, because other than gotcha politics, the moment we don't know the basics, and we don't know whether he's going to be indicted. I think he might, and I think has Hunter Biden abused his position and his relationship with the Vice President of the United States, who now happens to be President of the United States, without a doubt. But here's the story, and it has three reporters assigned to it, Aruna Viswanatha, Sadie Garman, and James T. Areddy, all reporters for the Wall Street Journal. They point out a federal tax investigation into Hunter Biden is gaining momentum as prosecutors gather information from several of his associates about the sources of his foreign income, including from Ukraine, and examine President Biden's relationship with a company that handled some of his finances. In recent weeks, prosecutors from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware have sought information and grand jury testimony about the money Mr. Biden, that's Hunter Biden, received several years ago from Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma Holdings Limited, and how he used that money to pay some obligations, one of the people said. Last month, prosecutors also extensively questioned at least one other associate of Hunter Biden about Mr. Biden's drug and alcohol use, spending habits, and state of mind in 2018, and that, of course, the dead middle of the Trump administration, another person said, suggesting prosecutors are exploring whether such activity would present a defense against a potential criminal tax case. In other words, that he was too stoned or too impacted by drug abuse to be responsible for his actions. That's not going to be a defense that works for Hunter Biden. In the past year, prosecutors have called several of Mr. Biden's associates and other witnesses to testify before the grand jury as part of their wide-ranging investigation into Mr. Biden's business dealings. They're examining whether he violated tax or other laws, including those governing lobbying for foreign governments through his business relationships in Ukraine, China, Kazakhstan, and elsewhere, some of the people said. Now, what I think should be reassuring to people is this prosecution, this investigation by federal prosecutors, began before Biden became president. And so far, he has not done anything to interfere. He has not fired the prosecutor in Delaware and replaced him with somebody who would be more amenable to his son or his part of things, and he better not, because that becomes extremely serious wrongdoing territory. Between 2014 and 2019, Hunter Biden held a Burisma board seat for which he was paid around $50,000 a month. Pretty good pay. And, of course, people bring up the fact, why would they pay him so much? Answer, his name is Hunter Biden. If his name was Hunter Jones, no, it wouldn't work for him. Prosecutors have asked questions about several companies associated with Hunter Biden, and they're examining whether he moved funds in a way to obscure his tax liability, one of the people familiar with the matter said. That person and others said that prosecutors have also focused on how he received money from Burisma and other sources. The money came from, this other money came from a Singapore company controlled by Kazakhstan banker Kenjis Rakichev. The documents show, and the Senate Republican report said that they were earmarked in a bank record as for a car. And a day after the money was received, the entity's banking statements show it wired the same amount to a New Jersey car dealer. The money purchased a Fisker sports car for use by Hunter Biden to be owned in the name of Rosemont Seneca, said the former associate. And it goes on. The point being that the federal prosecutors are on the case. Now, they have every reason. If you do that kind of work for a living, you want successful prosecutions. You don't want anyone to be able to say that, okay, this is the president's son you're talking about, so it went easy on him. And this is the point. Look, obviously, this guy has had a very, very troubled life, leading from the death of his mother when he was, 3 years old or 2 years old? He was very, very young when his mother was killed in that car crash. And he's had a struggle with drugs. As the investigation has unfolded, Justice Department officials have discussed whether Hunter Biden's well-documented problems with drug abuse and his efforts to treat it could serve as a defense for a potential criminal tax case. This is horrible. I hope he can settle, can come as clean as possible. And I'll tell you why. Because, look, President Biden is going to be president of the United States for the next, 2.5 years it is. Because right now he is the president, and we are facing some very difficult challenges economically with a potential recurrence of pandemic bad news. Certainly in terms of foreign policy with Russia and China and the Iran deal. And yes, he makes mistakes all the time. I think the Iran deal approach of the Biden administration is deeply flawed and deeply mistaken. But on top of that, to have him dealing with what happens to his only surviving son, Hunter, clear it up. Come clean. Make some plea bargain if necessary. But the one thing that this country doesn't need right now is having the president's son. And again, you can imagine if this had happened to Trump, if there had been an investigation and some wrongdoing hanky-panky with Eric or Don Jr., Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner is apparently going to be meeting soon with the January 6th committee. And I think that's a good thing, too. When we come back, what about Clarence Thomas? Talk of impeaching the Supreme Court justice? Is that justified because of his wife's emails back and forth to the White House? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. There's a new poll that has been very encouraging to Donald J. Trump supporters. It's not just the hole-in-one in golf. It's also some recent polling. The Harvard Caps Harris poll, released exclusively to The Hill yesterday, says that if the presidential election were held right now, the poll finds Trump getting 47% support compared to 41% for Biden. 12% of voters are undecided. That 47% for Trump is almost exactly what he got in 2016 when he won the election. It's almost exactly what he got last time when he lost the election. The big difference is Biden is down from, he's down more than 10 points. And why? Well, you know why. I mean, it can go back. The collapse has to do with gas prices. It has to do with the way he handled the Afghanistan mess. I think it's beginning to have to do with the very misguided desire to try to re-enter the misbegotten Iran deal, and it also has to do with the inability to help avert the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has been devastating. And when you think about that, and if they really do come to some kind of settlement and the fighting can stop and Ukraine can be protected as an independent and sovereign nation, then how terrible will it look that somehow Putin couldn't be appeased without all of the killing and all of the destruction and all of the economic harm that this has done to both Russia and, of course, to Ukraine. And Vice President Harris performs even worse in a hypothetical matchup with Trump. 49% said they would choose Trump, while 38% said that they would choose Harris. The poll, while very early, portends trouble for Democrats in their 2024 effort to maintain control of the White House after taking it back less than 2 years ago. Trump has repeatedly hinted that he's considering another bid for the presidency and remains deeply popular among the GOP's conservative base. And then they note that even if Trump and Biden choose not to run in 2024, Democrats may face some challenges. The Harvard Camp's Harris poll survey found Harris leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a current favorite for the 2024 nomination, by a scant 2-point margin. And even if Trump and in that scenario, Harris takes 40% support to DeSantis's 38% support. And the terrible thing about Harris is, unlike DeSantis, the more people know about her, the less they seem to like her and to support her. Now, part of this brings me to the politics of the Supreme Court right now. We're in the middle right now of a confirmation fight, and unfortunately will be a fight. It really shouldn't be a fight, because I think everybody knows that Ketanji Brown Jackson is going to be confirmed. And it's really tough to make a case that she doesn't deserve to be confirmed. The whole idea of the confirmation process and the way it used to be in this country, to the country's benefit, was not to evaluate people based on their ideology or their political orientation or their religion or where they stood on various issues of the day. It was on their fairness, competence, and preparation as jurists, as judges, which is a very tough thing to master. And Clarence Thomas has been an outstanding justice. And despite all of the people who write him off as some kind of troglodyte, a caveman, somebody who isn't ready for the job and he's not prepared, it's basically the one great thing about being a Supreme Court justice is you can tell all those people to jump in a lake. Because the only thing he can do is threaten to impeach you, and a number of Republicans did that. Gerald Ford, when he was a Republican leader of the House, became obsessed with impeaching Justice Douglas from Washington State, William O. Douglas. But in terms of Clarence Thomas and his wife, is it deeply embarrassing to read some of those tweets and emails that she sent to Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff under President Trump? It's deeply embarrassing. Is it grounds for impeachment? Of course not. It is impossible. None of the justices who they've even attempted to impeach get impeached because of stuff that their wives do. And when you're a Supreme Court justice, you're pretty busy. And the idea that he would have gotten as involved with Sidney Powell and the fraudulent big lie stuff about the election as his wife Ginny, there's no proof of that, no indication of that. And the idea that Clarence Thomas should be forced to resign, that he should be impeached, nonsense. Should he recuse himself, in other words, say, look, I can't look at this objectively, to any case that touches on January 6th or the Stop the Steal or anything about the fate of this election, absolutely he should recuse himself. Because if your wife is not just holding an opinion, but she's very much an activist and very much trying to direct White House strategy, and she is, and it's right there in writing. And it's not enough for her to apologize. It really requires that Justice Thomas continue his great work for the Republic, but out of election cases. The thing I hate most about this is that there seem to be so many forces that are dragging us back and back and back to more debates about what actually happened on January 6th and more debates about what actually happened on November 3rd and to refighting all that unpleasantness of one of the worst election campaigns we've ever had in this country on both sides, which was the campaign of 2020. Time to move on. And I do think that the war in Ukraine, however it ends up, has helped to show people that there are more important issues than alleged voting machine irregularities in Wisconsin or Georgia. Coming up, a film that is supposed to take your minds off off all your troubles, with Sandra Bullock, who's of course a popular favorite, playing a romance novelist on an adventure. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Sandra Bullock plays a romance novelist who's kidnapped by an obsessive billionaire, played by Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe, and dragged into a potentially deadly jungle adventure where the dim-witted cover model for her books, Channing Tatum, offers the only hope for rescue in The Lost City, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Loretta Sage is missing.
I'm going to rescue her. I just want her to think of me as more than a cover model.
Alan, what are you doing here?
I'm here saving.
Well, Brad Pitt also shows up for the same purpose, and while he's on screen, he largely does save the movie. The two stars are both hugely likable with good chemistry between them, but the silly plot isn't for one moment believable, and the tedious chase scenes, mostly played for laughs, are harsh enough for a PG-13 rating. The preposterous screenplay, with contributions by many veteran writers, provides occasional comedy, but not much in the way of romance. Two stars for The Lost City, which should have found a path to greater satisfaction. And on the Michael Medved show, it's that time of year when very often they tend to save the better movies to be closer to next year's Oscars, so it may be a while. But The Lost City is not bad. There are some chuckles. Meanwhile, speaking of chuckles, one of the nation's leading liberal journals says it is time to impeach Clarence Thomas. If people are honestly talking about that, we need to take a look at some of the impeachment history for justices of the Supreme Court. We're one of America's first big fights involving Jefferson and Hamilton and Adams involved just such an impeachment. We will get to that. We'll be talking to Steve Forbes about how we fix our crazy tax system the right way. And Gene Twenge, the author of iGen, Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, and Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.